This is GQDN for Thursday, August 7th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including the one called Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. More stuff coming up this week. Yes, yes. And by stackup.org. In today's news, there's some free games on the Epic Store. One or two. We got a Mist of Pandaria update. Really? And what's going on with Battlefield 6? But we begin today with Nintendo. The Verge said, here's everything that happened in the indie world with all the content updates. So, here we go. Content warning did show up. And this will be coming to Nintendo Switch 2 next year. And this will be you and some friends finding some spooky things going on. But just be careful. It's not safe. That's content warning next year. Then came a nice little puzzle game. And it's called, Is This Seat Taken? And that's where you arrange some people according to their preferences. And this game is available today on Nintendo Switch. Keep in mind, this is for Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch 2. This whole developer update. Then came UFO 50. And there are 50 individuals that are part of the game. And each game does represent the journey and the hardware where you get to see the technology and development skills develop over time. And you can play the collection of 50 games on Switch today. So it's UFO 50. Then came Well Driller. And that's where you play as a bird with the matchstick. And that's where you want to save your species from an evil and queen, platforming the progression, unlocking all the weapons. So that will be on your Nintendo Switch sometime next year. Then came Mina the Hollower for both Switch and Switch 2. This game will be coming on October 31st. It was announced earlier this year. And there was a new Hades 2 update with a brand new song to it. But there's still no launch update yet, even though they are, quote, starting to prepare, end quote, for the launch, according to a blog post from Supergiant Games. Right now, it's in early access on PC, but it'll come to Switch and Switch 2 when it does come out. So that is everything that happened on today's independent developer update. But there's another thing that came out in beta form today, and that is Battlefield 6. Now, both PC Gamer and IGN was both reporting on this because there's a good number of players that tried to get into the beta, and the servers were quite full. According to PC Gamer, there's about 140,000 people that was waiting online for the game. But right now, some people apparently did get into the game. And while one of the other PC gamers, Jake Tucker, had a 220,000 people wait ahead of him. And he had to wait for an hour. And then they showed another screen while he was waiting for a match. The original writer was waiting for a match. But when that happened, he was kicked out of the game. He tried to get back in. There was about 200,000 people in front of him. And the crashings did happen. And that's why, according to IGN, people were missing with their bios. So if you're trying to run the open beta on PC for Battlefield 6, you might see a message that says, secure boot is not enabled. Now, EA did publish a user guide to enable the secure boot on PC, and they did promote the guide across social media. And there were things like TPM 2.0 that you had to deal with, and you had to make sure your Windows disk is GPT and not MBR. Now, Activision did write up a blog post yesterday and provided a statement, quote, TPM 2.0 Trusted Platform Module is an industry standard hardware-based security feature built into CPUs or motherboards that verifies PC boot process has not been tampered with. Secure boot make sure a PC can only be trusted software when Windows starts, end quote. So there were some problems. Speaking of problems, we knew that Concord was a problem. in Eurogamer.net to say that Sony has admitted to it. And that was the chief financial officer, Lin Tao, to talk about the live service strategy. And they did see some high profile declines and cancellations after its start in 2022. Like Lin did say, quote, "The games are not entirely going smoothly." Okay, I had some words there, but end quote. And Tao also did confirm that Destiny developer Bungie Independence is now reduced, as now it's folded into PlayStation Studios. Now, we also know that Jim Ryan, former PlayStation boss, was very ambitious about the live service games, because there was a lot of studios that were shifting to live service from their acclaimed single-player titles. And there were some concerned questions from the investors regarding PlayStation's live service plans. That was a part of Sony's latest financial results Q&A. And that's where Lin Tao did acknowledge the negative news for the live service strategy, and she was referencing Concord and Marathon. Quote, "In terms of the transformation toward live service games, it's not clear entirely going smoothly, but from a longer term perspective, if you look at the changes over 5 years, you see that there has definitely been a change," end quote. Now, you want to see some changes? Well, Wowhead.com says that within the Mists of Pandaria classic, the Celestial Dungeon, Heart of Fear, and Terrace of Endless Spring raids now have release dates to them. So here's the blue post. August 12th, Celestial Dungeons Unlock and Mogushin Vault MSV Celestial Rewards are available. August 21st, Heart of Fear raids unlock at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. August 26th, Shaw of Anger and Galleon Drop Tier 14 gear. Celestial Dungeons, Heart of Fear Celestial Rewards are available on September 2nd. September 4th, Terrace of Endless Springs raids unlock. September 16th, Celestial Dungeons, Terrace of Endless Spring Celestial Rewards will be available. And they also said on August 21st, the Heart of Fear raids will unlock. In the Western Dread Wastes, you must be level 90, minimum eye level 470, and the difficulties are 10-player normal and heroic, and 25-player normal and heroic. Six bosses. And they did show the maps. There's some other things like achievements and all that stuff that would take too long. But if you have the Epic Game Store and you don't care for World of Warcraft, it's fine. They're offering some Road Redemption games for free this week. Now, the 112 Operator, which is the other game that's free this week, its original release date was April 23rd, 2020. It is a third-person single-party player, and that is in the Epic Games Store, and so is Road Redemption. That original release date was October 7th, 2019, 6 years ago, almost completely 6 years ago. Game type is racing and vehicle combat. Third person, over the shoulder, that's the point of view. It is single player and co-op. And there is a DLC that goes with both of those games. One game has its own DLC, and so is the other one. So, if you want a free game, thanks Blizzard Watch. There you go. This has been the Dawn Forge Production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for our Finally Friday. Until then, go play some games, people.